Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're celebrating the 14th anniversary of Jim Donovan's membership in our Brain Trust. He actually is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Anybody who joined me in 98 on the show or before, we have a few people who joined us in 97. Anybody who joined us prior to 99, we consider to be a founding member of the Brain Trust, and Jim certainly is one of those. Jim, happy anniversary. Thank you for 14 great years.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I just listening to the music, realizing how upbeat I am when I'm on the show with you. You got the best music in radio.
Well, we try, and of course, that's Little River Band bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim's is jimdonovan.com. Jim, you've got a new success program that I want you to tell the audience about how they can take advantage of it, but also I want to talk about some of the elements in it. Talk to us about that, please.
Okay. Basically, it's title is Jim Donovan Success Toolbox, and if you go to jimdonovan.com/toolbox, you can see the offer. You're the first people to hear about it this morning. I just finished putting the finishing touches
on it. Thank you for that.
And basically, it was an idea that someone came to me with and said, hey, let's put together a package of your stuff and put together just a package that you can offer people at a really good price. It's all digital, so I can keep the price low. It's not a box of stuff or anything else like that. But I have This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsals in there. I have a book that's never been published in America, Take Charge of Your Destiny. It sold 50,000 copies in Japan. It's never been available here. It sold 50,000 hardcover copies in Japan. Mm-hmm. Never been available here before. That was a sequel that was requested by my publisher in Japan. I have a little book for salespeople, Make More Sales, Stop Living Paycheck to Paycheck's in there. And then I've got a couple of audios, Wake Up and See the Money, Yes You Can audio. And then there's some bonus products of books. I did a book with a whole bunch of people that you know, Vic Johnson and probably Jeff Keller. I don't know if you know Jeff or not. A book called Success and Happiness. It was 16
authors. So all that's part of this success.
And there's 13 products. I don't want to take all the time going through it. It's crazy. This is like if it was a box, it would be a really big box.
How much is all that?
This whole thing is $19.99.
All of that for 20 bucks?
My goal is to make it available. You said available before.
Right.
You know, so many people struggling right now.
Right.
Hey, this will change your life.
Nobody else knows about this except my audience right now.
Right now, that's it.
So folks, check it out. You got a chance to get an advantage. What would be the one thing if you could pull one Jim's gem out of that stack of 13 things, and you were on an elevator with one of my audience members. And you're on an elevator, you're going up 30 floors, what would you pull out of there to tell them?
Constant, never-ending improvement. Ongoing personal development. Commit to every day, on a regular basis, reading personal development, inspirational business books, biographies, whatever, listening to audios, a little bit of something, 10 minutes a day.
Lifelong
learner.
Not
asking too much. Lifelong learner, you bet. That's the difference. That's what's changed my life from when I had food stamps and welfare to the life I live today. That's what's changed everybody who I know who's successful. That's how they got there.
The person you become in 5 years will be heavily influenced by the books you read today.
That's it, and the people you hang out with. And those are interrelated. Zig
and
Ziglar,
Plato,
I
love this quote from Plato. He started learning, he's the Roman politician, he started learning Greek at the age of 85. And somebody said, why are you doing this at your age? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
it's important. You know, I was listening to Zig Ziglar the other day. I have his new audio on his 25th anniversary, you see at the top. And he said, your actions, everything in your life is controlled by your thoughts. Well, your thoughts are controlled by what you're putting into your mind. And we got people running around and they're depressed because they're putting garbage in their mind. They're eating junk food and listening to the junk information and taking it all from the media and all from the news. Not to bless them, but balance it out.
Now,
you start putting good ideas in, you get good results.
I'm going to say something that's a little bit, maybe a little controversial to some people, but a lot of people, a lot of business owners read a lot. They read a lot, but they read a lot of fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not telling people not to read fiction, but I will tell you this, Jim. I do not read fiction. I only read nonfiction. I only read what people have done, what they think, what they, you know, their ideas. That's what I prefer. My point is, if you're reading, fiction is not going to do what Jim's talking about, more than likely.
You need
to blend some of your reading with some nonfiction, some ideas, some thought leader type of reading. What do you think, Jim?
Well, you need to do what Jack Canfield said. Canfield said that creativity is combining two ideas that were never combined before, and that's the reason that you continually read, because you get a little idea from Jim Donovan's book, and you get another idea from Jim Blasingame's book, and you put those two ideas together, and you create something original
mm-hmm.
from it.
That's exactly
and
right.
And now you're moving forward.
How many times have you been reading something, and the thing that you just read, all of a sudden a light goes off in your head, and you literally will say, "Oh, that's what that meant," and it wasn't even in your book. It was something else, maybe a magazine article you read or something you heard on a show or something.
Constantly, that happens constantly. I've had that happen in my own books.
Honest to God, truth. Yeah.
I have read something that I wrote 10 years ago, and I was like, wow.
Hey, Jim, congratulations on 20 years of Jim's Gems. Thank you so much for 14 years with us. Couldn't have done it without you.
To you for doing
we appreciate
what
you,
do.
Buddy.
And, my pleasure.
And give our best to Georgia. Tell her we miss her.
I will do that.
Jim Donovan, thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.